This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Dave Woods, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School, as our Thanksgiving football coverage continues. Coach Woods, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be on again. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dave, you guys had that great start to the season. Since that time, you've suffered some L's, and we can talk about that if you want. But I guess, Dave, put a little overview, if you can, on us on the season and how you look at the 2023 season.
Sure. Just like you say, we got off to a great start. You know, when obviously the first game of the year, when we lose Bryce, our quarterback and our leader, that was kind of a big blow. But Braden Clifford stepped right in and played great, and everybody else kind of picked up some slack, and we played a lot of really good games early on. Then we had a tough game at Spelman. It's funny, I was thinking about it this morning. Curtis Brew's back this for Thanksgiving, and the games we've struggled in, the games that he's been hurt, and we lost him. So he's definitely a huge part of the team, and having him back for Thanksgiving is going to be great. But the kids were awesome all year. You know, Lou Connolly and just all the guys were so consistent with their effort, and they were just great all year.
Tell me more about Curtis, his role on the team, position, and all of that, and now his impact, obviously.
Yeah, Curtis is a different, it's kind of hard to describe. Curtis can do just about anything. We've put him at quarterback, and he can throw the ball. We've had him kick. I don't know if I was telling you the story. Aiden Silva's a great kicker, and he's kicking field goals at practice one day, and he's trying from 35, and then he goes back to 45, and then he's trying from 45, and he just keeps coming up short. And Curtis just goes over, and he says, what are you doing? And Aiden shows him a couple of steps. Curtis takes two steps and drills a 45-yard field goal. he is definitely a phenomenal athlete. He plays defensive back, he plays linebacker, plays tailback, receiver, quarterback. So having him really kind of completes our offense and makes us really explosive everywhere. So it's going to be fun to have him back on Thanksgiving.
No, you had not told me that story. That is a great story, though. Oh, my gosh.
Aiden just puts his hands on his hips and puts his head down like, I've been trying this. I've been kicking for 4 years. And he just steps up, takes two kicks, nails a 45-yard field goal.
Aiden's thinking, geez, I'm a team player, but come on now, you know? What just happened here? Oh, wow. Why do you think why is he able to do that, do you think, Dave? I mean, you're the coach. You analyze these things.
So it's a funny story. Curtis grew up playing soccer and never played football. And his freshman year here was the COVID year. And he played soccer in the fall as a freshman. And then we had football the following spring, and he came out, and he just loved it. And he's got so much natural athletic ability. Again, he's got the explosive twitch muscles, and every time he touches the ball, it looks like he could go all the way. And he has had quite a number of long touchdown plays and great catches, and so he's just one of those kids. He's a great athlete.
No, absolutely. And you know, I go back over 30 years ago, probably on the North Shore. I think Beverly once had a place kicker. I think I know the kid's name. I won't share it now. I think it was Armando Cuco, who was a soccer player. But you could just tell when these soccer players come out that they can kick. I mean, that they're designed for that, a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, it's just natural. Just two steps, kick the ball. Yeah, that's easy. All right.
Oh, you just got to get it through these two upright things there. Okay, yeah, not a problem. All right, Dave, as we get ready for Thanksgiving and you get ready for Masconomet at your place, I guess it's all about the seniors on Thanksgiving, or it's one of the components for sure. It's their last game usually on the schedule. So I guess tell me about your senior class this year at Fenwick.
Yeah, we have a phenomenal group of seniors. They've had an interesting 4 years here for sure. Their freshman year, we had one of the best teams in the history of the school here, and we weren't able to go to the playoffs because of COVID. There was no playoffs. And then their sophomore and junior years, we went to the Final Four both years, and both times, I mean, a player two away from going to the Super Bowl. And again, this year was kind of, they thought this would be the year they would get there. And then, of course, we have the news from the MIAA at the beginning of the year. So it's definitely been an interesting 4 years for these guys. But I would say they've had a lot of fun together, and they love playing together. And they're going to enjoy Thanksgiving for sure. We're going to go out and have a lot of fun on Thanksgiving together one last time.
You know, the news from the MIAA, and I think that I really do think football players and coaches, you do take it week to week, and I you have to. I mean, and that's a mindset that I think they're brought up with. But how did that impact the team, do you think?
So we addressed it at the beginning of the year, you know, and we said just what you said, you know, it's out of our control. It's not our control. It has nothing to do with what the kids can or can't do or did or didn't do. So they just have to control what they can control. And they went out and I don't know if they used it as motivation, but they just played great and they focused. They were locked in and focused, you know, for the first 6 weeks or so. And then I would say, you know, when the school decided to try to take some legal action and that didn't work, we found out that news on the bus on the ride down to a game, and I think that probably affected us that one game.
Yeah.
So I think other than that one game, I think, you know, the kids I've heard kids say a number of times, playoffs, no playoffs, what difference does it make? We're playing football. We're going to go out together and enjoy every minute we have together and play football and have fun. So that's kind of the attitude they took. So I think, you know, it's there's all kinds of lessons to learn when you play high school football. And one of the greatest things I think that high school football teaches you is just how to overcome adversity. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have things that don't go your way. You're going to have adversity. And how do you react to it? And how do you, how do you respond? And I think our guys responded awesome to it. You know, we had a phenomenal game last week against Mauna Catholic a week and a half ago, and it just shows the kids, they're a very resilient group, no question.
Dave, the other thing, too, is, I have a couple of links up on this post. We had the link to your win over Marblehead, which was obviously an exciting night to open up the season for you guys. And we also have the Luke Connolly interview up where he picked up the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award this past month. So glad to be able to share those with the folks. And that's what the season's all about, being able to have moments like that, exciting wins and the kids themselves, Dave, because you have a nice group over there for sure of players.
Yeah, Luke, I think epitomizes a lot of the kids on the team, and we just went to an event last night where the officials, all the officials in New England, they give a coach of the year and they give a player of the year, and they gave Luke the player of the year, and man, I couldn't think of anybody that's more deserving of it. Luke is a great student, he's a great athlete, and he's just a great leader, and he is a kid who has not changed his approach to anything one bit. He's been so consistent, and he is an outstanding football player. I mean, he does things. He's made two catches of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life. And he just does things on the football field that you can't explain. They just come natural to him. So he's been a great leader for us, and I think a lot of the guys on the team have kind of fed off of that and kind of see this is how you're supposed to play high school sports. We're lucky to have Luke. We're proud of him. So hopefully we can go out one more time and have some fun on Thanksgiving.
No, absolutely. Dave, is there another, and we talk about, you and I have talked about this, and I talked to Luke about this, is as impressive as he is on offense, he's probably more impressive on defense, to be quite honest with you, and as being impactful in the game, for sure.
Yeah, he does things on defense that don't always show up in the stat sheet. For two or three weeks in a row, we played some pretty good teams, and we had him covering their number one receiver, playing man-to-man, and we're not a team that plays a lot of man-to-man, and he shut them down 3 weeks in a row. So he does a lot of things on defense that probably go a little overlooked to the casual fan, but not to the coaches. Yeah, if we didn't have him back there, I'm not sure what Coach Dugan would do on defense.
No, here, seriously. All right, so any other players you want to mention, Dave, that have kind of stepped up, you know, guys that have, you know, kind of, as Luke was mentioning in the interview, when somebody goes down, somebody steps in and takes their place. But any name or drop a name or two on somebody like that this year for you guys?
So we've had a number of younger guys. Louis Levanishti is a kid who started the season not playing at all. He's a sophomore, and now he's a two-way starter, and he's had an unbelievable year. And Louis is going to be a great football player. Guys like Mike Zammy is another one. Mike's played some offense over the years, and with injuries and different moving guys around, he had to jump in and play defensive end, and he's done a great job at defensive end. Reed Smith is another one that you know, early on, we didn't think Reed was going to be on the offensive line. He worked his way in, and he's had a pretty good year. And Tyler Santos is probably our best offensive lineman. Tyler's a junior, and Tyler has a bright future in the game of football. He is an outstanding offensive lineman.
Dave, finally, tell us about Masconomet. What do you expect from them? What do they present to you for problems either on offense or defense, and how do you see this game playing out?
Sure. So Coach Monago, he runs a great program. They've struggled a little this year. They've struggled scoring points on offense, but they do present some problems. They you know, kind of bounce back and forth from the wing tee to the spread. And so if you don't know what you're doing and how to defend the wing tee, they can really hurt you. I know last year we couldn't stop their belly series, and so hopefully we have a little bit better game plan this year to stop their wing tee stuff. But they have athletes, you know. I know their quarterback got hurt. I don't know if he's back or not, but they have their second quarterback was pretty good too. So they're you know, we're gonna find out first thing, 10 o'clock Thursday morning. We'll see what we need to do. I think there's going to be a lot of adapting and adjusting on the fly during the game.
Dave, anything else you want to share with us about Fenwick football or the 2023 season?
Just the seniors. You know, it's been a great 4 years for them, and we're going to miss them. But they're going to go out one last time with their brothers that they've been playing with for 4 years, and enjoy the day.
Well, Dave, thank you for your time, and to your family, the coaches and their families, and of course the players and their families. Have a great Thanksgiving, and again, thanks for all of your help during the season, and hopefully you have a great Thanksgiving Day.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. Hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving, too.
That's Dave Woods, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.